Call the meeting to order. First order of business will be for the installation of the officers. Mr. Frederick Higdon, Dr. Melissa Dennison, Ms. Cynthia Harris, you all come forward.
Mr. Chairman, do we need a roll call first?
It's later in the agenda.
Oh, you have it.
Mr. Chair.
Come on, Nancy.
Before you embarrass your dad, you gotta come.
Just a quick picture.
That's good. A little bit closer to seal. Perfect, right there. Great.
For Dr. Smith. Actually, it was Pamela Smith then. Now it's Dr. Smith. Very impressive. She has her Regent's pin and has it on, and so I'm honored to welcome you back to the Board of Regents. I know you will represent our staff with distinction, but more importantly, everyone in the WKU family, faculty, staff, students, and alumni, and friends of this institution. Congratulations. Look forward to working with you. Thank you, Pamela. Yes.
You come.
Yeah.
Go down this way a little bit. So, is this your
father? My stepdad?
Right.
I'm on the hood.
I'm on the hood.
All right, and ready? Excellent.
Very good. Gordon, you'll come forward, please.
Her dad's a little limber to be
you.
Congratulations.
As everyone is fully aware, David has been our chair for the last 2 years, and he has served for about 6 years. On our board, so he has had a long and distinguished tenure on our board, and that tenure continues, but in completion of your term as chair of the Board of Regents, it's only appropriate that you have your official board chair. My friend, thank you very much, and thank you for your leadership.
Appreciate it.
Thank you. David Porter. Also completing her term on the Board of Regents is Nikki Taylor. Nikki has been our student regent for the last year and has served with absolute distinction. She's done her homework, she's been objective, she's been thorough, she's done a great job, including representing this board and university at CP meetings and whatever. So you've led our students well, you've been a terrific member of the Board of Regents.
Thank you.
Thank you, Nikki. Best wishes to you. She moves to Florida in about a week.
Yes.
And best wishes to you in seminary.
Yes. Thank you.
Let's extend one more round of applause to David Porter and his service, and Nikki Taylor and her distinguished service as well to Dr. Smith. We'll now call on our secretary, Cynthia Harris, to call the roll.
Dylan Bale.
Present.
Dr. Barbara Brush. I'm
sorry. Birch.
Dr. Dennison?
Here.
Mr. Freddie Higdon?
Here.
Mr. Gil Johnson?
Here.
Mr. Jim Porter?
Here.
Mr. John Wrigley?
Here.
Ms. Tamala Smith? Dr. Tamala Smith?
Here.
Mrs. Nikki Taylor?
Here.
Mr. Larry Zilke?
Present.
Mr. Chair, for the record, we have 11 present.
We do have a quorum and able to conduct business. At this time, we'll move to approval of the minutes. They've been distributed to you electronically and in hard copy. Entertain a motion for approval.
Motion to approve.
Motion by Regent Silky.
Second.
Seconded by Regent Porter. Any questions or discussions? All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Passes unanimously. Before we move into the committees, I want to give you the consent agenda statement. The committees of the board met on June 26 and discussed each item of their respective agendas. With the exception of executive item number 4 and executive item number 5, these items are exempt from the consent agenda and shall be discussed and voted on separately. With that being said, I now turn to our Academic Affairs Committee Chair, Dr. Philip Bale.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And in spite of an abbreviated agenda, I can assure you that the academics and scholars on campus have not been at rest. They've been working hard all summer. And I'm going to take the opportunity to ask our provost to again recognize our ascent to level 6 and maybe tell us a little bit about how that happened.
Okay. Thank you, Regent Bale.
Big deal.
The SAC COC level 6 is the highest level within the SAC COC classification, and it is awarded to institutions with at least 4 or more doctoral degrees. History of getting there goes all the way back, believe it or not, to 1991. when the Kentucky Attorney General's Office said an opinion allowing the comprehensive universities to offer advanced degrees beyond the master's degree, but restricted to degrees in education for certificated personnel. We then applied to SAC COC, or SAC as it was then, to be level 5. At that point, we were level 4. Level 5 means you have at least one doctoral degree. The Council on Post-Secondary Education approved proposals from WKU, EKU, and NKU in February 2008 to offer the EDD in Educational Leadership, which we've been offering ever since. And a couple of pieces of legislation in 2011-2012 expanded our ability to offer practice-oriented doctoral degrees, initially 3 per institution, and then a total of 18, with 2 reserved for each university. So essentially each university has 2 doctoral degrees allocated to, and there are 6 additional at-large, if you like, doctoral degrees. At this point in time, 5 of those 6 at-large degrees have been taken. Here, our 3rd and 4th degrees, the Doctor of Physical Therapy and the Doctor of Psychology at Eastern Kentucky, the Doctor of Occupational Therapy, and also the Doctor of Psychology and a Doctor of Arts at Murray State University. So there is 1 at-large doctoral degree slot remaining. Also, Morehead and Kentucky State still have 1 of their reserve slots to fill. So at this point, there are 15 of 18 slots filled, but there's only 1 at-large slot available. With the approval of that 4th doctoral degree, the Doctor of Psychology, by SAC COC just last month, we will become level 6. And again, going forward, in total enrollment in our doctoral program is approximately 250 students. Our doctoral physical therapy class finally enrolled its 3rd cohort this summer, so they're up to 90. And in terms of graduations, you may have noticed at commencement we have a significant number of doctoral graduates. We're probably going to be pushing 50 or 60 doctoral graduates per year, including over 20 in the EDD program, which, as I mentioned yesterday, would, if the Carnegie Foundation were to assess our Carnegie classification today, we would be classified no longer as a master's large institution, but as a doctoral research university. So congratulations and thanks to all the faculty who worked very hard in developing the curricula, enrolling the students, nurturing the students through. This is a very significant achievement. I'm pleased to report that. Thank you.
And I think that's a great follow-up to our meeting yesterday with Belle Whelan. Those of you that weren't here yesterday know she is president of the southeastern part of SACS, and student learning is at the center of what this university is all about. And I think going to level 6 demonstrates that our people are doing a great job at keeping that at the heart and at the focus of what this university stands for. So congratulations, Barbara.
Do we have any dibs on the 1 remaining at large?
We have no dibs, but we have plans.
I'm sorry.
It's not assigned to us, the best I know.
No, but I mean, are we even thinking about it?
We are.
Okay.
More later.
I got the message.
We have only 1 action item for our committee today. It concerns approval of several faculty emeritus positions. We have some in attendance, and Mr. Provost, I'll ask you to make those introductions, and I think Dr. Birch may have a few comments that you'd like to make.
Yeah, I will defer to Regent Birch on this, but we have a total of 6 faculty. We're proposing for faculty emerita status, or emerita status. I briefly summarized their distinguished careers. I believe there's well over 200 years of collective service amongst them, but Regent Birch, if you care to add a few remarks.
Thank you. It's really my pleasure to get to share with you and recognize some really distinguished faculty. Almost feels like we're going to feel lightweight after these six people leave. Several of them are here, and if I don't see you, please yell. But I don't believe Dr. Susan Jones is here. Is she? Oh, Susan? Okay. Susan's over there in the corner. Susan served as faculty for School of Nursing from 1970 to 2010. Been here 40 years and 5 more years in the optional retirement. And during her time nursing, she's done just about everything. She's been faculty mentor. She was program coordinator for our RN to BSN program. And that's a big deal to move a program to that level. She helped develop the program to meet the needs of the students of the region. She has been hugely engaged in international education, several elective courses. She's been to Chile, to London, to Scotland with all of her students trailing along. Thank you, Susan. She's also an excellent researcher. She's obtained a number of joint research grants to support her own research interest, and especially her projects in rural health, the Anabaptist community, and curriculum development. And in fact, in 2003, Susan was awarded membership in WKU's $1 million club, which a lot of us don't make, for her grantsmanship. She's been active in service on the Kentucky Board of Nursing. She served as president of Kentucky Board of Nursing. And in 2010, she was inducted as a fellow in the National League of Nursing Academy of Nurse Educators. And she has truly made a difference. Susan. Our second distinguished person of influence who's about to retire, or so he says, is Dr. William Davis. Bill Davis. Okay, Bill. Yes. And Bill is an associate professor of economics. He's been here 37 years, and during that time, he has built a reputation in the public policy area. He's a practitioner, and through his research and presentation on issues regarding economic development, impact and outlook in industry and higher education at local, state, and national levels, he has been very engaged. He's also been heavily sought as a consultant in his policy work by state and national agencies, and you could always get a thoughtful discussion and economic opinion from Dr. Davis, to be sure. And media and local groups also utilize that talent. He's respected by his students, his colleagues, and his mentoring and administrative skills. Sometimes we forget all the different things, the different roles that faculty play. He's been in many leadership capacities, chair of the Department of Economics for a number of years. And Dr. Davis, congratulations. Thank you. We will miss you.
Thank you.
Dr. Roger Scott. Is Roger? I didn't see Roger, I don't think. Dr. Scott is a professor of physics and astronomy, and he has really been one of those people that also has left his mark at Western. He served the department, the college, university with distinction. He was the director of the Hardin Planetarium, and he established the Hardin Planetarium as really an integral part of Bowling Green. His public and private shows throughout the community touch tens of thousands of our local residents, and from K-12 students to senior citizens who come to the planetarium. He also pioneered, you know, we start a lot of things and sometimes they go away, but he pioneered a lasting astronomy and space sciences workshop for local teachers, and it is a legendary workshop in the local P-12 community. He was on the director of the Kentucky Space Grant Consortium for many years, and also served as associate director and indeed a distinguished university professor. I don't believe Dr. Womble's here either, is he? Dr. Phil Womble was a professor in physics and astronomy. He is a professor in astronomy. He's now emeritus, but his contributions were extensive. He served, again, throughout the university. He was extremely productive in teaching, scholarship, and most of all for his research. He was instrumental in initiating the Homeland Security's Master Science Program on campus. He was a director of our Applied Physics Institute and a founder, or I guess a co-founder, of the Cyber Defense Laboratory. Dr. Womble brought national and international recognition to his department, to the university. In 2008, he received both the Ogden College Award and for University Faculty Research and Creative Activity, as well as the University Award. For those of you not familiar with the system, we have one awardee in each college each year, and then one from all of those selected as the University Awardee. He mentored hundreds of students, undergraduate, supervised master students, and he's got a long line of graduate and undergraduate students who have benefited from his mentoring and developing their own career. And I'm sorry Dr. Womble could not be here. I don't believe Dr. Larry Calluet is here, is he? Well, Larry is a dear friend who was associate professor of communication, and his contributions to the Department of Communication, locally, regionally, internationally, have marked his career with distinction. As a communication professional, Dr. Calluet served as WKU's Director of Forensics, and he hosted the National Forensics Association National Championship at Western in 1981. So he was one of those who set markers on the program that we have today. He also did lots of consulting, and in so many ways our faculty touch campus and bring campus and university together. Trace Diecast, BGMU, General Electric, Fruit of the Loom, a couple of wineries. He had some good consulting jobs there. But on campus, he's also known for co-founding the Christian Faculty and Staff Fellowship. And he's been very active in it and served as faculty advisor to the Campus Crusade. His international education contributions are many. He was director of the Office of International Programs, coordinator of the Visiting Scholars Program, but as the president knows, Larry was standing there helping create those scholars' residences, including furnishing and his talents for design. That was the beginning of our scholars' housing.
Including using his own hammer and saw.
He also was faculty advisor to Chinese students and done a lot of work abroad, including an honorary doctorate from Belisky University in Georgia. And he is one of those people, like many of our distinguished faculty, who truly left his mark here. So congratulations to Larry. And our last but not least professor is here, Dr. Carl Kell. Would you please stand? Almost everybody knows Carl. I'm going to start with the last, because Carl has been here 35 years or so, and he's got a lot of accolades, and one of them is that little gold pin he wears, because he is the person who created Spirit Masters, and he shepherded it and supported it and helped it be what it is today after all these 35 years of Spirit Master service. Carl himself has been here 43 years, so I didn't forget the other eight, Carl. He served with distinction in his discipline. He is a serious author and researcher and writer. He has over 7 books published, 5 with university presses on dramatic changes in the Southern Baptist Convention, and Carl's widely known for his specialization and expertise in that area. He's taught graduate, undergraduate. He's been internship director, director of graduate studies, interim department head. And in 2003, he won the Potter College Award for public service. And in 2007, the much coveted Spirit of Western Award that the university gives each year. Carl has been the Spirit of Western. His Spirit Masters have given over 50,000 hours of service in his leadership, and everyone says that Carl is a perfect example that the Spirit makes the master. He truly has. Thank you, Dr. Kell.
It's special to have those of you who could make it here today be here, because as regents, we don't get as much interface with the faculty as we'd like, and have the distinguished careers, and each of you appearing distinguished here in person certainly adds a great deal to my experience on the board, and I'm sure others would agree with me on that. So thank you for being here. Mr. Provost, you have one other information item, I think. That
Do we have a motion on that?
Vote.
Yeah. May I entertain a motion?
So moved.
Second. And a second by Larry. Any further discussion or comments? If not, all those in favor of the emeriti positions as presented, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, likewise. Motion passes. It's official. Now.
Bill, as we learned yesterday, we're making very significant progress in many of the metrics in our strategic or action plan. And one of those is the number of students receiving prestigious national scholarships. To my right is Dr. Audra Jennings, Professor Audra Jennings, who is here to report on what we will loosely call another good year. I think we had another outstanding year. She's here to report on our just outstanding success in having students recognized at the national and even international levels.
Thank you for the opportunity to talk with you today about WKU's National Scholarship Success in 2014-2015. So this year, OSD staff members had one-on-one meetings with nearly 500 different students, many of whom had over 15 meetings each. 123 WKU students applied for over 145 nationally competitive awards this academic year. Application numbers have been relatively steady over the past 3 years, and we saw that our successes were down just slightly. However, we are still ahead of our projected strategic plan goal for this academic year. In 2014-2015, 41 students and recent graduates earned recognition in scholarship competitions 42 times, so we had one student who won two awards. Not all of these awards are measured in our strategic plan. If we look at just those awards, 34 students earned national recognition, well exceeding our goal of 28 for this year. This represents a 277% increase since 2010-2011. Students earned nearly $600,000 in these competitions this year. So I wanted to give you a brief overview of our successes this year. You'll note that 13 WKU students received Gilman scholarships to fund study abroad. 5 WKU students and recent graduates were awarded Fulbright grants to study, conduct research, and teach English abroad. 2 additional students were designated as alternates. So our winners will begin grants in the Netherlands, the United Kingdom, Croatia, Malaysia, and Malta this fall. Of the 41 students who earned at least alternate status in these competitions, 34% are not members of the Honors College. At least 39% are Pell Grant recipients. 22% are either Gatton Academy students or alumni who have continued at WKU. We do have room for growth amongst the most competitive awards, programs like Rhodes, Marshall, Gates Cambridge, for which we've had a finalist but not yet a recipient. Something that we are working on with intentional cultivation over the course of the students' years. I think we also have significant room for growth with the Gilman competition, which is open to students who receive the Pell Grant, and it, again, funds study abroad. It ties to university-wide objectives of increasing study abroad. Also with our National Science Foundation and Fulbright grants, we have been growing there quite a bit, and I think we have room for more growth. So 29 of the 42 total awards will support anywhere from 4 weeks to 1 year abroad. These scholarships provide funding for students to travel to 18 different countries. 5 of them will be traveling to China. 3 of these awards are for South Korea, 3 are for Jordan. These awards suggest several important trends. Various European countries are the most common study abroad destination for U.S. students, but funding agencies, particularly the Department of State and the Department of Defense, give priority to students studying in non-traditional locations, which they define as outside of Western Europe and Australia. So 69% of this year's study abroad awards were for countries in Asia, Africa, Latin America, and the Middle East. So this has been a continued year of success. We had our fourth and fifth Harry S. Truman Scholarship finalist in 4 years. This is one of the most prestigious undergraduate scholarships. Recipients receive up to $30,000 in funding for graduate school. This was our first time at WKU to have more than one finalist for this award in a single year. According to the Deputy Executive Secretary of the Truman Scholarship Foundation, the award is so competitive that having a finalist every few years is the indicator that they use for determining a successful Truman Advising Program. In recent years, WKU has been leading the state in recognition in the Barry M. Goldwater Scholarship Competition. We're allowed to nominate just 4 students, so every university in the country has that same restriction. All 4 of our students earned recognition in the competition. We had 2 scholarships and 2 honorable mentions. This year, we were the only school in the state with scholars. University of Kentucky had 3 honorable mentions. University of Louisville and Center had 1 each. WKU students earned a record number of foreign scholarships this year, 2 in this year alone. The award provides up to $20,000 in study abroad funding focused on building linguistic and cultural proficiency in countries critical to American national security. 4 of our Chinese flagship students earned Department of State-funded critical language scholarships, which fully fund summer intensive language study in critical need countries. All told, 12% of the students who earn national recognition this year are members of our Chinese flagship. So I wanted to shift gears and just take a moment to highlight a few of our recipients and give you more of a context for their successes. Sarah Fox, a 2015 graduate in music and history and of the Honors College, came to WKU from Russellville. She received a Fulbright U.S. student grant to pursue a master's degree in music, the choral conducting pathway, this fall at University of Birmingham in England. She was the sole recipient of this scholarship. 22 people across the United States applied for that one spot, and Sarah Fox won it. She will study with Dr. Simon Halsey, director of the London Symphony Chorus and the Berlin Radio Choir. During her first year at WKU, Sarah was selected to participate in the Fulbright UK Summer Institute program at University of Newcastle. And among her many accomplishments, she founded an after-school choir for local grade schoolers and developed and taught a course on leadership for gifted children through the popular Super Saturdays program. She plays the organ and the piano. She's a vocalist as well. She directed the WKU Treblemakers, performed with the WKU Chorale and WKU Opera, served as an honors topper, was an intern for State Senator Mike Wilson. Additionally, she studied abroad in Cuba, Austria, and Spain. Sarah invested considerable time in translating her many passions, achievements, and gifts into national scholarship success. She applied for national scholarships during her first, third, and fourth years at WKU. She also applied for internal grants and national internships during her second year. Her senior year alone, she spent some 22 hours in meetings with OSD staff members, not including the work that she did in the spring of her junior year or over the summer. She participated in several mock interviews, completed numerous drafts, read a wide range of newspapers and magazines, and read widely across several fields level. So another trend that I would like to highlight that helps to explain WKU's growing success in national scholarship competitions, students are translating WKU scholarships, study abroad, undergraduate research experiences, campus activities, and what they're learning in the classroom into national scholarship success. And in turn, translating success in one national scholarship competition into success for even more competitive awards. Sarah Fox is an example of this, but another example would be Helen Prohaska, a member of WKU Class of 2016, the Honors College, the Chinese Language Flagship, and the Champion WKU Forensics Team, with majors in International Affairs and Asian Religions and Cultures. He has earned 3 increasingly competitive national awards during his time at WKU. He's clearly not sleeping. In addition to his flagship and forensics work, He invests considerable time writing for the WKU College Heights Herald. He's active in the WKU chapter of Amnesty International and a founder of Young Americans for Liberty on campus, our campus chapter. He earned a Gilman Scholarship to study in Beijing in 2013, a critical language scholarship to study in Hangzhou in 2014, and will begin a full year of study in Tianjin with the Bourne Scholarship. Again, thank you for your time. In OSD, we ask students, how big can you dream? And we work to help them realize those dreams. This year's successes suggest that our students have very big dreams. And their successes demonstrate the hard work of our faculty and staff, as well as the strength of our internationalization, research, and community engagement work. Thank you.
Mr. Chair, if I could add a comment, and a round of applause is certainly due here, but I want to compliment Dr. Jennings and her staff for what they are doing to help these dreams come true for an awful lot of our students. But more importantly, I want to compliment our faculty who help plant those seeds of dream, help nurture those seeds, and those they're the ones that bring these students to the realization that they can achieve at this level. And they serve as mentors, and it all starts when those students come into our classroom in their first year as a Hilltopper and begin to understand what's possible. And so, Audrey, you and your team, thank you for allowing our students to dream big, and to our faculty for making it possible. This doesn't happen by accident. These students are identified and encouraged and groomed, and they're doing amazing things that this university would not have thought possible just a few years ago. And we're competing at a very high level in American higher education with regard to what our students are achieving in these national and international prestigious scholarships. Great job, everyone, for helping raise the level. And this is a major way in which the vision of this university is being achieved.
Mr. President, you might also mention the letter we got from our Secretary of State.
We did. We received a letter from Secretary of State Kerry, and I believe that's going to hang in the Office of Scholar Development offices as you move in your new quarters shortly here, complimenting us on our very impressive success with Fulbrights. And the Fulbright program is a dimension of our State Department. And he is very impressed and complimented us on how far we've come in a short period of time and setting up a pace nationally with our Fulbright success. So, again, thank you, Phil, very much.
I think it's also worth noting, and this is nothing new in higher education, although I think it's gaining steam, in terms of accountability and trying to assess student learning. How do you do that? And it differs from one discipline to another even, but this is a pretty good measure, at least in this student population, of a very high learning curve that they've achieved while at this university. So I think we can all applaud that, and we will applaud. Do you have anything else you want to say,
Mr. Chairman? Mr. Committee Chair, if I might, I want to follow up to one conversation yesterday and circulate to the board, as I promised that I would. I went back and retrieved this from my desk yesterday evening. This is following our discussion of enrollment with traditional and international and adult learners. I indicated that we're also very focused on what we're doing at the graduate level, and it's a completely different set of strategies. And this is a document that Dean Jeff Katz, who's sitting right over here, chaired a working group, to come up with strategies to implement to address what is a certain enrollment level in our graduate studies program. And I'm very pleased with this document, and so much so that this group just met a few days ago. And endorsed all of these strategies, and in fact, we took the two words that start the heading on that strategies form. We took the word strategies four off because these are now in play, and actions have been affirmed and are being taken to address our graduate studies opportunities and challenges. So I promised the board that I would share this with you, and these strategies are now in place to address graduate studies at WKU. And so, Jeff, thank you for your leadership in this regard.
Yes, indeed. All right. Mr. Chairman, I think that concludes the business of the Academic Affairs Committee.
Thank you, Dr. Bell.